The word for bread, bread in Russian is хлеб, хлеб. Think labor. Yes, you have to labor to produce хлеб. How would you say the shop or a shop where one can buy bread and milk is not far away? The shop where it's possible to buy bread and milk is not far away.
Магазин, где можно купить хлеб и молоко, недалеко.
Okay, isn't it a rhyme? I didn't mean it to be a rhyme, but it is. Магазин, где можно купить хлеб и молоко, недалеко. And how would you say we don't have bread or milk? In Russian it would be bread and milk. We don't have of.
У нас нет хлеба и молока.
Молока. Хорошо. У нас нет хлеба и молока. And we'll continue with food. Meat is мясо. You spell мясо, it's neuter, ending in о, мясо. And rice is the same, рис. So how would you say, what will you have meat with? Rice or salad? Salad is салат. With what?
С чем?
You will have.
Вы будете мясо. Was it rice?
With rice.
С рисом или...
With salad.
С салатом.
Хорошо. С чем вы будете мясо? С рисом или с салатом? So both с рисом, салатом, have om, with situation. Fish is рыба, рыба, feminine noun ending in a, рыба, think rib, рыба. A fish sandwich in Russian would be a sandwich with fish. So how do you say a fish sandwich, please?
Бутерброд с рыбой. Пожалуйста.
Очень хорошо. So, бутерброд с рыбой, пожалуйста. С рыбой, you spell ой, because it is with, and it is feminine. And chicken is курица. Курица, derived from курить. Imagine a smoking chicken. Not a smoked chicken, but a smoking chicken. Курица. How would you say, I like the pizza and the chicken?
Мне нравится пицца и курица.
Right, another rhyme. Пицца, курица, the same ending. Мне нравится пицца и курица. And we don't have fish, but we have meat and chicken. So we don't have fish, by us, no fish.
У нас нет рыбы, но у нас есть мясо и курица.
Хорошо. У нас нет рыбы, но есть... You can omit у нас here, но есть мясо и курица. Okay, рыбы of fish. Now I'll give you a very popular Russian dish, a beetroot salad, which is called винегрет. Винегрет, but it's a dish, it's a salad. Винегрет. It's a mixture of various vegetables. You can have it with anything. So how would you say винегрет with fish?
Винегрет с рыбой.
Or винегрет with meat.
Винегрет с мясом.
С мясом or with anything, so you can practice any noun with it. Okay. A diet is диета, feminine диета. So how would you say I am on a diet? Literally on a diet. Location.
Я на диете.
На диете. Я на диете. And I won't eat the cake. And cake is торт. Торт. So I won't eat the cake, I'm on a diet.
Я не буду есть торт, потому что я на диете.
Я не буду есть торт, потому что я на диете. Или я на диете, я не буду есть торт. So to eat, есть. And to say I eat or I am eating, я ем. Я ем is different from any other verb, yes, and it is one of the two irregular verbs in Russian that have irregular endings in the present tense. There are only two in the whole of the Russian language. This is your first one. So, I eat, я ем. So, how would you say, I don't eat meat, I like fish.
Я не ем мясо, но я люблю рыбу.
Will you say, люблю?
Люблю.
Good. Very soft. Я не ем мясо, Но я люблю рыбу. Рыбу, a whom and what situation. Рыбу. And I eat everything.
Я ем всё.
Okay, and how do you say and I, meaning as for me, by contrast to Stephen?
А я ем всё.
Хорошо. А я ем всё. And I eat everything. Or you can change the word order. А я всё ем. Now, because it's irregular, he or she eats, он, она, ест, ест. You don't have the soft sign there from to eat. You just drop the soft sign and you pronounce it hard. Ест, он ест. So, my friend doesn't eat meat.
Мой друг не ест мясо.
Мой друг не ест мясо. Now, communists said or used to say, who doesn't work doesn't eat. In Russian it's who doesn't work, that one, doesn't eat. So, who doesn't work?
Кто не работает?
That one, masculine.
Тот не ест.
Да. Кто не работает, тот не ест. Now, the whole thing. Communists used to say, those who don't work don't eat.
Коммунисты говорили, кто не работает, тот не ест.
Да. Коммунисты говорили, кто не работает, тот не ест. And you eat, informal, ты ешь. Ты ешь. There will be a soft sign there. In the rest of the forms, it is an e verb. So we eat, мы едим. You'll have the there. Мы едим. How would you say? We travel and eat, meaning we are traveling and eating.
Мы едем и едим.
Right. The stress is different. Мы едем и едим. Yes, that's what most Russian people do on trains, by the way. And they eat, because it is an e verb, они едят. Они едят. And how do you say you eat, formal you?
Вы едите.
Yes, you keep the stress on the ending. Вы едите. How do you ask? Do you eat meat?
Вы едите мясо?
Raise it higher, the verb. Вы едите?
Вы едите мясо.
Хорошо, вы едите мясо. Russians eat soup with bread. Russians is an adjective in the plural.
Русские едят мясо с хлебом.
Yes, meat as well, but I said soup.
А, русские едят хлеб, едят суп с хлебом.
You could turn it around. So, русские едят суп с хлебом, and you can say едят хлеб с супом. Okay? Soup with bread or bread with soup. But in England, they usually eat soup without bread. What is England? Ия. Try it.
Англия.
Англия. And in England?
В Англии.
Хорошо. So, but in England, they usually eat, and you drop they, soup without bread.
Но в Англии обычно едят суп. Yes, clever.
Okay, good. Едят, accent the ending.
Едят.
And prepositions are never accented either. So, без хлеба, go past it. Но в Англии обычно едят суп без хлеба. Now let's do the word for a lot or much. Much or a lot, the same word. Много. Много, ending in о. So you spell много, but pronounced много. Much or a lot of something, of course. So, how would you say Russians eat a lot of bread?
Русские едят много хлеба.
Good. Хлеба. Of bread. Русские едят много хлеба. And much water, a lot of water?
Много воды.
Много воды. And what about a lot of luggage?
Много багажа.
Много багажа. We need to book a taxi. We have a lot of luggage. What's to book?
Заказать.
Okay. So we need to book a taxi. We have a lot of luggage.
Нам надо заказать такси. У нас есть много багажа.
Now we'll drop есть, please.
Нам надо заказать такси. У нас много багажа.
Yes. Нам надо заказать такси. У нас много багажа. Yes. You drop есть here because the emphasis here on the fact that you have a lot of it and not the fact that you do have it. У нас много багажа. So, много is much, a lot, and not much or a little, you just add the negation and it becomes немного as one word. Немного, a little, not much. And you can use it in the sentence, I'm a little tired.
Я немного устал.
Да, я немного устал. That's what a man would say. Я немного устала, I would say. Will you please again say, we eat?
Мы едим. You've just, beam, you accent the ending.
Right, and what you've said before was, we are traveling. Мы едим, that's where we're going, we're traveling, and мы едим is we are eating, we eat. Mm-hmm. And the word for dinner or lunch is обед. You spell обед, but you hear обед. But the ending is д, it comes from едим, the д from мы едим. Обед. How would you say for dinner? Like we said, for breakfast, the same for dinner.
На обед.
Mm-hmm. На обед is for dinner. How do you say for dinner, винегрет?
На обед винегрет.
На обед винегрет. So, breakfast, what was breakfast?
Завтрак.
Завтрак. And to have breakfast, the general verb.
Завтракать.
And the concrete?
Позавтракать.
Yes, so there's the pair. Завтракать, позавтракать. To have dinner or lunch is обедать. So that is general. And what would be the concrete?
Пообедать.
Mm-hmm. So обедать, пообедать. You'll have two О letters there. And it is also an Е verb, like завтракать. So how would you say... Как вы скажете, I usually have lunch with colleagues at work.
Я обычно обедаю с коллегами на работе.
Mm-hmm. Я обычно обедаю с коллегами на работе. Right, that was the verb to eat. Yes, now let's do the verb to drink. To drink, the general verb is пить. And it has regular endings, which will be accented. So, I drink, я пью, the U ending for I, yes, and the sound E from пить is reduced to a soft sign, because it's easier to say пью than пью, and it's reflected in the spelling. Я пью, I drink, so how do you say you drink as a friend?
It's the ending is stressed.
Yes, the ending is stressed, like we had in ты идёшь, the stressed ёш ending.
Ты пьёшь?
Mm-hmm, хорошо. Ты пьёшь, and formal, you.
Вы пьёте.
Вы пьёте. Mm-hmm. Ты пьёшь, вы пьёте. Now comes the word for juice. Juice is сок. Сок. Can you imagine yourself drinking juice from a sock? Сок. I don't drink vodka. Have you got juice or mineral water?
Я не пью водку.
Mm-hmm.
У вас есть...
Ask the question.
У вас есть сок или минеральную... No, минеральная вода?
All right. So, mineral water, you just make a Russian adjective. Минеральная вода. Feminine word combination. Yes. And it is not whom and what situation after есть. Я не пью водку. У вас есть сок или минеральная вода? You know that in Russia, it's customary to raise a toast when you drink. A toast is тост, by the way. How would you say thank you for the dinner?
Спасибо за обед.
Спасибо за обед. Yes, is за. And when you raise a toast, you'll have the same за. Yes? Let's drink to you.
За вас?
За вас. Mm-hmm. Or you can say to your family, and it's whom and what.
За вашу семья, семью.
За вашу семью. Okay. What was the word for meeting or appointment? You stretch to meet.
Встреча.
Okay. Встреча. Встреча. So how do you say two in English is 2-hour meeting, just two meeting.
Zastrechu.
And don't accent the ending.
Zastrechu.
And I can't hear the f.
Zavstrechu.
Хорошо. Zavstrechu. Mm-hmm. You can also raise your glasses to your future meeting. For instance, to our meeting in London.
За нашу встречу в Лондоне.
Mm-hmm, да. За нашу встречу в Лондоне. Хорошо. In London location. Or you can just say Zavstrechu в Лондоне. To say I will meet is actually the same word, встречу. Because it's U for I in the future. So I will meet again.
Я встречу.
Я встречу. I will meet. I will meet you at the station.
Я вас встречу на вокзале.
Хорошо. Я вас встречу на вокзале. Вокзал has на, on it, on the station. Я вас встречу на вокзале. Or я встречу вас на вокзале. An adjective now, tasty or delicious, is вкусный. Вкусный. Think couscous. Вкусный. How do you say? Russian bread is very tasty, very delicious.
Русский хлеб очень вкусный.
Mm-hmm. Очень. Soft.
Очень.
Хорошо. Русский хлеб очень вкусный. Да, это так. And tasty without a noun, as an adverb, is вкусно, ending in o, as usual, вкусно. So, how do you say, thank you, it is very delicious?
Спасибо, очень вкусно.
Mm-hmm. Спасибо, очень вкусно. And how do you say, it was delicious after the meal?
Спасибо, было очень вкусно.
Mm-hmm. Спасибо, было очень вкусно. And you spell было because it is the neuter form, it was, without mentioning what. So вкусно is delicious or tasty. What do you think would be the noun for taste?
Вкус.
Вкус. Mm-hmm. Вкус is taste in the same meanings as in English. So she has good taste.
У нее хорошо вкус.
And now,
хороший вкус.
Good. So, good describes her taste. У нее хороший вкус. Хороший is an adjective here. Now, not such a nice sentence. The fish has a strange taste. The fish has, so by fish is.
У рыбы странный вкус.
Хорошо. У рыбы странный вкус. So, tasty is вкусный. And to say tasteless. In Russian, you actually say without tasty, just adding the without. And what was without?
Без.
Без, as a preposition here, it is part of the word, it's a prefix. So, tasteless or without tasty?
Без вкуса.
You've just said, it's okay, you've just said
without taste.
Yes, without taste, and then there are two separate words, yes? Without of what? Без вкуса, but I want one adjective where без is a prefix.
Безвкусный.
Да, безвкусный. Tasteless, without taste. Безвкусный. We're not going to practice this one. But instead, we're going to have the word for piece. And a piece is кусок. The same кус as you have in вкусный, вкусно, безвкусный, кус. Кусок. And what is a piece of pizza?
Кусок пиццы.
Mm-hmm. Кусок пиццы, because it's of pizza. Кусок пиццы and a piece of cake.
Кусок торта.
Mm-hmm. Which you're not going to have because you're on a diet. Вы на диете.
Diet.
Кусок торта. Yes. Another word which has кус in it is a starter with the prefix за and is feminine. Закуска. Закуска is a starter. How would you say as a starter? Like we said, for dinner, for breakfast. What was the preposition? For dinner, for breakfast.
На.
На, the same as a starter, and it's whom and what?
На закуску.
Mm-hmm. На закуску, whom and what situation. As a starter, I will have salad.
На закуску у меня есть.
You've just said, as a starter, I have,
yeah.
Meaning by me there is. But I will have something is the same verb as I will be. So I will have, I will be eating, я буду. So, as a starter, I will have a salad.
На закуску я буду салат.
На закуску я буду салат. Now, everybody knows the word самовар. Самовар. You spell it самовар. How do you ask the question? Do Russians drink tea from a самовар? What's from?
Is.
Out of. Mm-hmm. So, do Russians drink tea out of самовар?
Русские пьют чай из самовара.
Mm-hmm. Русские пьют чай из самовара. The answer, by the way, would be нет. Now, this word самовар, the first part of it is сам. The meaning of this word самовар is self-boiler. So сам is the self part. This word сам is the masculine form. So how do you say he, himself?
Он сам.
Он сам. This is the masculine form. And it will adjust its ending just like готов, he's ready. Она готова. Or рад. Он рад, она рада. So how would you then say she herself? And will you please accent the ending in this word?
Она сама.
Сама. Mm-hmm, good. Она сама, like была. And they themselves, now it's plural.
Они сами.
And now it's back to some stress.
Они сами.
Mm-hmm, они сами, like они были. Да? Она была. Они были, она сама, они сами. I will do everything myself. How would a man say this?
Я все сделаю сам.
Хорошо. Я все сделаю сам. Or я сделаю все сам. Mm-hmm. And a woman?
Я сделаю все сама.
Конечно. Я сделаю все сама. You can say, if someone picks up your suitcase and you want to say, I'll do it myself, thank you. Just say, thank you, I myself. How would a man say this?
Спасибо, я сам.
Да. Спасибо, я сам. Now, this сам is part of many Russian words. For instance, самогон. You spell it само, where or is a link, or. Самогон. Самогон is actually self-made vodka, or homemade vodka. The reason I'm teaching you this word is that I don't advise you ever to drink it if you are offered it. Let's do this sentence. One shouldn't drink self-made vodka.
Нельзя пить самогон.
Да. Нельзя пить самогон. Another word where there is the сам part, the self part, is the word for plane. An airplane is самолет. Again spelled самолет. Самолет. It rhymes very well with pilot, doesn't it? Let's do this rhyme. The pilot loves the plane.
Pilot любит самолет.
Mm-hmm, да. Pilot любит самолет. To ask when is your flight, in Russian you can just ask when is your plane.
Когда самолет?
Mm-hmm. When is the plane and when is your plane?
Когда ваш самолет?
Да. Когда ваш самолет? How would you say, we have already booked the plane tickets, but we haven't booked the hotel yet. What is yet?
Уже. No, уже is already.
We had this word in the foundation course. Yet.
Еще.
Еще. Еще. Mm-hmm. And you place it in front of the verb. So, we have already booked the plane tickets, and the plane tickets is the tickets for the plane.
Мы уже заказали билеты за самолет.
On the plane.
На самолет.
Mm-hmm. But we haven't booked the hotel yet.
Но мы не еще заказали.
But еще comes in front of the whole verb together with a negation.
Но мы еще не заказали гостиницу.
Mm-hmm. Гостиницу. Whom and what situation. Хорошо. Мы уже заказали билеты на самолет. Но мы еще не заказали гостиницу. Now I'd like you to guess the meaning of an adjective which has this some part in it. What do you think is самодельный? You spell самодельный.
Things to yourself?
Yes, because you have the part сам, which is self, and дельный from делать. Yes, so it is an adjective self-made. self-made or homemade? How would you say a self-made car, feminine?
Самодельная машина.
Самодельная машина. And a self-made plane?
Самодельный самолет.
Самодельный самолет. Mm-hmm. It is possible, isn't it? What was the numeral one?
Один.
Один. We had it in the introduction. And number one?
Номер один.
Mm-hmm. Номер один. Yes. Now, this word один can be used with a noun, and then it behaves just like сам, or again, готов, or рад. It takes the ending of the noun. How do you say one journal?
Один журнал.
Да? Один журнал. And to say one book, one becomes feminine. It will have а, and it's одна. So, one book.
Одна книга.
Mm-hmm. Одна книга. And the word for minute, a minute, is a feminine noun. Минута. Минута. So, how do you say, we have 1 minute? By us is 1 minute.
У нас одна минута.
У нас одна минута. Yes. It also has a neuter form to go with the word. Word. What's word?
Слово.
Да. Слово. And one word?
Одно слово.
Mm-hmm. Одно. And the ending will be accented in одно. Like сама, само. Одно слово. Mm-hmm. This word одно in the neuter form means one thing. Just одно means one thing. A different thing will be the neuter form of the adjective different. What was different?
In the masculine form.
Let's do the masculine first.
Другой.
Другой. Let's do the neuter form.
Другое.
Другое. Yes. And другое on its own means a different thing. So, one thing is одно, and a different thing, другое, both in the neuter forms. How do you say? He says one thing, and she says another thing.
Он говорит одно, и она говорит другое.
Другое, because it's an adjective. Mm-hmm. Okay. Он говорит одно, она говорит другое. If you want to say and she, then this and will be but, by contrast, so it's а она говорит другое. What was, again, the word for yet?
Еще.
Еще. Еще. And to say one more or another is yet one. Let's do it in the masculine form.
Еще один.
Еще один is one more, or yet one. You can ask for one more piece. How do you say one more piece, please?
Еще один кусок, пожалуйста.
Mm-hmm. Кусок.
Кусок, пожалуйста.
Хорошо. Еще один кусок, пожалуйста. But if you want to say, give me a different piece, not another piece, but a different piece, you need the word for different. So a different piece?
Другой кусок.
Okay, so give me a different piece, please. The formal give.
Дайте мне другой кусок, пожалуйста.
Угу, конечно. Дайте мне другой кусок, пожалуйста. If you want to say and one more thing or and another thing, you just use this one in the neuter form. So yet one and yet one.
И еще одно.
И еще одно, meaning and one more thing. The word один, which is one, also means alone or on one's own. If you say, I'm alone, it depends on who is speaking. So, how do you say, I'm alone, a man?
Я один.
Я один. And a woman?
Я одна.
Я одна. Yes. How do you ask, do you live alone? Let's address a man formally. If you address a man, you use the masculine singular. If you address a woman, you use the feminine singular.
Вы живете один?
Да. Вы живете один? And if you address a friend...
A man, or a woman. Mm-hmm. Ты живёшь один?
Accent один. That's
what Ты живёшь один?
That's what you're asking about. Ты живёшь один? Mm-hmm. And if you're asking a girl...
Ты живёшь одна?
Да, ты живёшь одна. And the answer could be, of course not. In Russian, It will be, of course, no, I live with friends.
Нет, конечно, я живу с друзьями.
Нет, конечно, or, конечно, нет, я живу с друзьями.